I declare this special ordinary council meeting of the 14th Alice Springs Town Council open for the transaction of business as set out on the agenda. I welcome councillors and officers and members of the media and media present. I acknowledge the Central Arunda people who are the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs. A reminder that this meeting is being recorded and will be placed on council's website. By speaking at a council meeting, you agree to be recorded, and Alice Springs Town Council accepts no liability for any defamatory or offensive remarks or gestures made during the course of this council meeting. Mr. CEO, do we have any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we have one apology from Councillor Kim Hopper.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Can I have someone move to accept the apology? Moved Councillor Coffey, seconded Councillor Batar. All those in favour? Thank you. I welcome members in the gallery, just in case any arrive. Declaration of interest. Do any councillors wish to disclose an interest with regard to any matter on the agenda pursuant to Section 115 of the Local Government Act 2019? No? I'd go to the agenda item. Masters Games. So we did come out of a forum. There is a motion on the screen. Undertake a feasibility study to determine the scope, financial, key stakeholder involvement, timing and other elements of a viability for the council to undertake the management and organisation of the Alice Springs Masters Games for 2022. Two, that the feasibility study be presented to council as early as possible in 2022 for a decision on the matter. That the Mayor invite Minister Natasha Files to identify a senior NT government officer as a key contact during the feasibility process. For transparency, I will note that we did come out of a forum, and I'll just read some points that were touched on, and I'll give people the opportunity to add to that. So obviously we discussed the need for expertise from various past organisers, opportunities to take advantage of the driving market, what does this event look like, telescope the key elements, speak to key sports clubs and make sure that they're interested in going ahead. And I think that's about all. So, and again, around the scope of the feasibility study for the elected members to have a say in and where that goes. I'll get someone to move the motion and someone to second it, and then we can have any further discussion. Moved, Deputy Mayor Melky, seconded Councillor Brown. Is there anything that any councillor would like to add? Deputy Mayor.
I'd just like to acknowledge the hard work of both the officers, Councillor Brown and others, and yourself, Mr. Mayor, on this very important issue. I think it's important to be said publicly. This is an issue that concerns our community in many different ways, economically, but also goes to the heart of what our character is as an iconic Australian town, with the Masters Games being, if not the first in the world of its type when it was first created. A lot of good people in the community who loves their sport, and as we all enjoy older years and more so wanting to stay competitive, Masters Games provides that. And I think your reaction and your commitment to it as the Mayor, newly elected, has shown a good light. And I'd like to highlight and be grateful to you for your own personal efforts and convening this very special meeting to just discuss that. So fully support, obviously, this motion. Thanks to all the other councillors who contributed to those points. And I think at this point I would like to listen to others, but also ready to vote.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. And also thank you for the kind words. Anything else, Councillor Brown?
I'll just make a bit of a comment on it. We all know how important this event's been to our town over many years, and what it's contributed, even to the level of our sporting amenity that we have today. The Masters Games is directly responsible for a large amount of the funding that's lifted us above the normal standard of a normal town, and we owe a lot to the Games. It has been wonderful for Alice Springs. So in council looking at taking on this event and hopefully recreating it and bringing some new energy and enthusiasm to it, a message to people in the sporting community of Alice Springs. Many people have said to me that they want this and that they really want this, and they've basically begged for us to make this happen. Well, this event will happen only one way, and it's through the enthusiasm of the community. If people are enthusiastic, if they get behind it, then it will be viable and we can make it happen. If people talk to their people all over the country and pass it back through their organisations, get behind the advertising, talk up the idea of a drive holiday and helping to counter our lessening amount of available accommodation that we have in the town, all of those things, if we're enthusiastic about it, we sell it to our mates, we sell it to our family elsewhere, and we pass it back through the normal channels that we all have in regards to the Masters Games, because we all have our files and records of all those that have played over in many, some for, you know, 12, 15 different games, people like myself, about 12 games, I think. So, yeah, I think a bit of a call out to the town. Get behind it. You want it, get behind it.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Any other discussion? Councillor Batara, just so you know, I can't see your microphone, so I don't know if it's on or not. Thank you. Okay, so the motion there is moved. Deputy Mayor Melky, seconded. Councillor Brown, no further discussion. Those in favour? Passed unanimously. Thank you and well done, Council. The matters for media attention will be dealt with by the media present. And the next ordinary meeting will be Tuesday, 14th December at 11:15 a.m. There being no other business, I ask for a motion to declare this meeting closed at 5:37. Moved, Councillor Banks, seconded, Councillor Little. All those in favour? Thank you, meeting adjourned.